Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Bros. It's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Selling Sunset every day. I mean, everybody. Welcome to Sunset Day, everybody. We have a fun day ahead of us. We also have an interview with Christine herself today. Go check it out. Well, it's this week. Go check it out where you're listening to this podcast. You'll see it, okay? Listen to it. We also do other podcasts. I do one called Rose Pricks. It's about Bachelor. And Ben does two. He does, not two podcasts, but he does one podcast called The Game Brain, Kai, and there's another cartoon that he writes and stars in and draws, does everything for, called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you guys can find on YouTube. So like and subscribe, okay? Like and subscribe. I'm pointing up right now.
Like and subscribe. Like
and subscribe. And welcome.
Oh my God, I love Selling Sunset Day. Makes me
I
so happy.
Too. Today was a little slower because it's an Amanda like cries with her kids day, which you know yeah. Don't really have too much to make fun of. But hey, that makes for a shorter recap for me.
Well, you know, it was a lot of Amanda crying about self doubts that we don't care about, but at the same time, it was also a lot of Trixie Monocle really, you know, putting out some of her best new work. Really, she's having a renaissance on this show, starting with the very opening song, which begins with one of her classic motifs, a bunch of na-nas, you know, like na 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 na. Everybody run into the store. I got spades and stacks on the floor. I think that's what she said.
Yeah, she's got some diction problems still, but hey, who am I to judge? Okay. We open in the office. Team meeting, guys. Team meeting, guys.
Yeah, let's have a team meeting, guys. Let's have a team meeting. Let's talk about like what we've been doing, okay? I just want to congratulate Mary. She finally figured out how to sit up straight in her chair, so congrats, Mary.
It's great work. Just dropped her head. Her head just dropped. Mary, pick up your head, all right? We're trying to have a meeting here. All right, Mary just picked her head up off the floor.
Does anyone have any numbers for marionettes who can handle a life-sized human being? Yeah, that would probably really help Mary a lot. Okay, great. Hey, so Mary and I, we got into escrow on Doheny, you know, which is the place that she showed on her wedding day. Ah, escrow, Mary. That's where Mary.
It was the same guy I showed it to. And he's like, yeah, that's hard work, okay? She sold her wedding venue on her wedding day, everybody. Everybody applaud now.
Everybody.
Yeah, you're doing it.
You're and not to one up Mary, but I also, just on my own, I got into escrow with a client at $9 million. So, I mean, maybe in some ways I was the one who sold it for Mary. I don't know. Just going to one up Mary with me. That's all. Congrats to me, everyone. I'm in escrow, too. I'm in escrow.
And Chriselle's in escrow, too. You know, $4.2 million. Heather's in escrow, too, with probably less than that. All she wrote on her sales paper was, Tarek, best friend is his daughter. That's all we've really got for Heather this week. But good job, Heather. Good job.
Yeah, good job, Heather. Now, you said you had some sort of listing on Cahoots Drive. I think that's what it says. I'm not sure about the spelling there.
Nah, we did over $20 million in escrow, everybody. Now, where's Amanda? Can anybody tell me where is Amanda? I look at pictures and
Amanda?
I look for a tiny little woman in a red and white scarf, and I just can never find her. She's always late.
Is she maybe standing around the corner in a fedora listening in as a bodyguard in some fashion? Anyone? Can anyone check the corners? Check the corners for Amanda?
And Mary's like, Well, her kids, I mean, they don't have school today, so. Oh, Mary, please. I'm sick of these excuses, Mary. She's always late, and you need to tell her she can't be late.
She's like, "Well, you're the boss, so maybe you should do that, Mary. Okay, I'm gonna have to ask you to stop using magnetic poetry for the basis of all your sentences. Thank you."
Mary, your chin just hit your collarbone 3 times. So you might want to get a brace or something, all right? And Heather's like, "Yeah, you do it. You guys talk to her. It's not our job."
I feel like if I can't rely on her professionally, then she's gone. Okay. I mean, I just can't believe that my friend, whose only experience in real estate is that she once built a house in The Sims in 2003, isn't actually selling houses for me. Wow. I can't believe this.
And Heather's like, "Yeah, she's always late. It happens on every single thing we do." "Yeah, well, if I can't rely on her professionally, she's gone." "Well, look who's here. Look who's here in a yet another new wig. Hello, Amanda. I know you weren't
Right
actually
on
doing your
time.
hair today, so where were you?"
Right on time. Right on time. Thank you, Maya. That was that color commentary really hit it home for me. Thank you. Thank you. Right on time.
Oh, Amanda's like, "Listen, I have one fault. I'm always late, but I always show up."
That showing up does not count. That's not. If you didn't show up, then your one flaw is that I flake. But if you're always late, well, being late means that you show up. So that's you don't get credit for showing up. You especially if you're showing up late, that's not how that works.
So, all
And also
right,
that's a huge
so.
flaw. Let's not overlook that. I hate when people are like, "I'm just always late." It's like, that's a terrible, terrible feature. That's a
Yeah.
terrible part of your personality if you're always late.
So Jason's like, "All right, well, we've gone through all the successes and the first failure. Let's go to the least exciting thing. Anyone? Anyone? Davina. Okay, Davina. Go ahead, Davina." She's like,
All right.
"Well, obviously, the listing agreement is expiring on the $75 million house, but I talked to Christine and we're gonna share databases."
Apfelstrudel, because we learned that Davina is actually German. So,
Apple
Apfelstrudel. Sorry, so my German came out. So Maya's like, "Why don't you trust our databases? Only Christine's? Only Christine's? Why not ours, huh? Huh? I just kidding. I just kidding. You're stupid. You're a stupid person. I just kidding. I just kidding."
Well, Christine has whales, so Christine, she goes, "Yeah, I have a burgers and Botox listing coming up." And
Yeah.
Amanza, what are you doing besides, beating the fuck out of Father Time?
Well, Amanda's like still well, you know, and I'm still having open house open houses for my Stanley listing. So just doing like a lot of open houses and showings. Oh yeah, are you showing up on time for open houses? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay.
Listen, if you guys showed up on time, we'd just get so much done. And Amanda goes, "Christine, are you listening to this?" And she's, "Are you listening to this?"
Yeah, Christina's like spent most of this meeting putting her tongue on her canine. Be like, "Does anyone need me to do this face for them? Because if you need a cutaway, I'm doing it."
"You guys are dismissed, but not you, Amanda. So now we have to have a very private meeting in a public place between Jason and Amanda."
And what that always means is it's a lot of cutaways to Mary sitting in her chair, looking sort of with concern and also fear for falling over. She's like, "Huh? Huh? Huh? We really should be doing this, and crap is on demand to really capture all the Marias."
know. So
So,
Amanda's like, "Look, I've been working on it, okay? I have a lot going on." And he's like, "You've been late your entire life, Amanda, okay? Work
she's
on
like,
it."
"That's ridiculous. Although I do have a doctor's appointment that started 45 minutes ago, so I'm gonna have to leave."
And then she's all bummed because he told her she has to be on time. And it's like, "Again, I'm feeling rain come down. It's gonna rain on your head." It's like she gets a ballad for being late for work.
I know. And they cut to Christine grabbing her ear. Like, "Who are you, Carol Burnett over there?" Heather makes a screwy face. So then Christine is really excited for her burgers and Botox party, even though I have to co-host it with a frumpy Calista Flockhart wannabe named Monica with a K.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. I was like, okay, Trixie, you're just stealing songs now. You can't just sing that song. Just like, they take out the "you better work," but the rest of it's the same.
It's well, the full lyric is, "Oh, oh, 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 we came to party. Oh, 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 let's get it started and work, 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 work." It just like it just. They gave up. They just give up and just start saying work. Whatever like lyrical arc there was, it just turns into work. A work, work, a work, work, a work.
So then Christine has burgers and they have her logo on the front and they're called Quinn and Out Burgers.
You know, this showing has two essentials, food and Botox. I'm a genius.
And Monica brings her sister Ivy so that you have now two people who hate you.
Ivy hates cheeseburgers and she hates Botox. Isn't that right, Ivy? And Ivy's like, oh my God, this is great. This is so cute. You are a betrayal to the family.
Once again, Monica gets fucked over by Ivy.
So we're still doing the Botox, huh? We're still doing this ridiculous clown circus idea, huh?
And she's like, I wanted it to be more laid back. And she's like, well, you know, I wanted to do something big. This is casual. She's like, well, the burgers are casual. Well, I invited every broker. And if we, listen, it's like Field of Dreams, okay? If you Botox, they will come, batch.
Yeah. I liked Monica saying that she thought this was going to be more casual. I'm like, what is fancy about these burgers that say Quinn and Out on them? This is about as casual as it gets.
Yeah. And also, you're selling like a $10 million home. So
yeah.
Casual people are not going
to
be coming.
You're the one in the blazer, ma'am.
Yeah.
So people start to arrive, and a man's like, oh my God, what a fun concept. Burgers and Botox with Quinn and Out. Like, your last name? Like, that's super cute. I love it. I love it.
And then Heather comes in, and she goes, oh my God, Quinn and Oats? That is so cute. Is that, like, vegan?
She just thinks everything has a vegan option. Not everything has a vegan option. And did you see Mary trying to lift the burger up? She's like, oh, wow. And she lifts the burger up, and then it's sort of like, it looked like she was like almost doing a basketball trick with it. She's like, oh, okay. Like she was like doing a slow motion slam dunk.
She's always like someone has just like put fingers on their waters and flicked it, or water on their fingers and like flicked it at her face. And she's like jerking her face back. Like,
it was almost as if, it's almost as if she was like, she was stealing the burger from a high security vault that had lasers everywhere. And she had to like negotiate around all the lasers to get the burger out.
And just how she looks at the burger, she goes, basically my whole face. Do my whole face, guys. Did you see what that burger almost did to me? Just do my whole face, Botox people.
You know what I love? Because you accidentally said burger instead of Botox. I love the idea of her staring at her burger and saying, my whole face. My whole face. Put this on my whole face.
That's what I thought. That's why I made that mistake, because I thought she was saying the burger was like as big as her whole face at first before I remembered.
I just like the idea of her smearing the burger on her face. I just want this on my whole face. Like, that's not how you eat a burger, Mary.
I thought we were having burger talks. My face is still moving.
Someone tell Mayor McCheese I'm ready for him now.
That is so cute.
That's cute. You know what? At the Oppenheim Group, we are going to cater to all our clients. So if it's the Hamburglar or Mayor McCheese, we are putting a bun on our heads, okay?
Hey, guys. It's me, Christine. I'm so excited to be here at my event. Look at this giant tongue chair. Okay, I'm bending over backwards with a purse coming out of a pool now.
Look, I hope you all enjoy your Quinn and Out burgers. And if you still have some room in your bellies, we have some Chrishell's a Bitch fries. Not as much of a pun, but it gets the point across.
Oh, so Christine gives a tour. It's like, and upstairs has a golf course. And like, oh my God, let's go play golf.
Oh my God, let's go. We got to go play golf because we're men. All right, let's go play golf. Oh yeah, look at them. You guys are always fighting over the same holes, huh? Huh? Get it? Get
ha,
it?
Ha ha, kidding, kidding.
Kidding.
Okay, I'm Maya. Going to be quiet right now while you swing for this, okay? Boo! I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
And Heather's
who
like,
knows how to play music chairs, huh? Anyone still?
One of them swings and Heather's like, not hard enough. And Jason goes, I've never heard that. Nice doing business with you, idiot. He kicks his brother.
And then he like shoves Brett. And then Maya goes, that was aggressive, huh? Mm. That was aggressive.
So then so it's then, Heather's turn. And he's like, oh, God. Brett's like, oh, God, don't go that car. God, worst putter of all time.
Oh, my God. It's a girl golfing. Oh,
girls,
God. Okay, so let me show you.
Things.
Let me explain how this all works. Okay, that down there is a golf ball. Balls are like round things, but they're 3D, so they roll. And you're holding a club. No, it's not a sandwich. It's a stick. And you hit it. Oh, God. Girls are stupid.
So, the guests arrive, and I love Amanda's wig. She's in a Chicago wig from the musical.
Yeah, she was.
She's
Catherine
Zeta-Jones.
I mean, talk about Entrapment, right? Entrapment, where she famously negotiated the lasers. Everything points to Catherine Zeta-Jones in this scene.
So they're all looking at it, and Christine's like, there's like 4 bedrooms, 5 baths, and then what did Brett say? You should have done more. And then Christine just laughs crazily. I don't know what that means. Maybe he was being sarcastic. No.
I don't know.
Oh, so he's like, wow, I've never seen Botox at a listing before. Good job.
Good job. You got the Brett seal of approval. Good job.
All around the world they went and got a baby everywhere I go. Fast and great and magic. Fast and great and
magic. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So now Christine walks into the office and she's wearing like a green business suit, but also like fluorescent green earrings and stuff. They're like, Christine, oh, what a look, Christine.
And Maya's like, oh, look at you, Christine. I couldn't pull off those shoes, but you can pull them off. And Brett's like, yeah, that might be the best outfit anyone's ever worn, ever. She's like, really? I wasn't sure. I just pulled this one together.
I'm gonna suck on my canine to prove it. Oh,
and I so kind of love that they put Mary in that front desk because it means she always has to turn back to hear what everyone's saying, and she just always looks so crazy.
She's like the girl who gets in the front of the roller coaster thinking she's gonna have the best seat, but then gets jealous that she doesn't hear what they're all saying behind her.
Yeah. But crazier. But
yeah,
with her head
she's
bobbing
like
more.
She's excited. She thinks she gamed the system because she told the park that she wants to be a solo rider. And she's like, oh, my God, I totally got in this line first. But then she realizes that now all her friends are still in the line and she has to wait for them.
So,
more or less.
Heather's like, oh, my God, Christine, look at you. You should really work on expressing yourself. Like, yeah, come out of your shell, Christine.
So then Chriselle
comes in and she's like, you guys, I have a question. When you're really hungry and you eat a smoothie, how long does that last? Like, when do you have to eat again? And Heather goes, here's the thing. I don't get hungry, like, ever. Because I have, like, low blood pressure and low sugar. So, like, I don't feel it.
I get dizzy. And also, smoothies fill me up a lot. If you're getting low blood sugar and you're dizzy, that means you're hungry.
Yeah, and Crystal goes, really? Smoothies make me hungry a lot.
And then Davina goes, yeah. I love Heather with her low blood pressure and low blood sugar. I don't get hungry. But what happens is I feel something in my stomach and I start to crave food. But other than that, I do not get hungry.
My stomach starts growling at me like, stop eating so much.
Are smoothies when we say smoothies, are we referring to shakes or are we talking about pebbles that are like really glossy? Because I call those smoothies too. And I do eat them on occasion.
I just love that just the whole premise is eating a smoothie in the first place.
Yeah, so eating funny. A smoothie. And then when Chriselle said, when you eat a smoothie, I'm not sure any of these women know what they're actually eating or drinking or talking about. When you eat, you eat a smoothie. I'm so full. I just ate some coffee.
So funny.
I would not be surprised if Chriselle would actually like freeze her smoothie and then slice it up into blocks and put toothpicks in them and then eat it over the course of a week.
Oh, girl, I've done that. Weight Watchers is no joke. If you actually ever counted your calories, it's horrible. Did you know what 1,200 calories is? My fingernail, okay?
Yeah, drop a ball.
Anyway, so Jason is like, Mary, come here, all right? You know, look, I've got a listing. It's just 1.6, but you know what? It's a lot of activity, so just take the fucking money, all right? She's like, whoa, that's dope.
That's dope.
It's a dope house.
That's dope.
No,
that is dope. Guys, it's a dope house. That's a dope house. It's dope. All right, Mary, you just knocked over a lamp. Just sit down.
Oh, so is Jason giving Mary another listing? What about us? I need to sell by owner, okay? I have to go door knock to get business, okay?
I'll tell you what's dope. Me, I'm the dope who sits here and doesn't get any leads from Jason. Am I right, ladies? Ha.
Later, Amanza is talking to Jason, and she's like, look, I'm coming to talk to you right now, but I'm not in trouble this time, right? Was I on time to talk to you?
We didn't set a time.
All right, so I'm on time then. So about my listing, I have a person not ready to buy, but like he's interested in leasing, so...
And Jason goes, well, why isn't the house selling? And the music goes, blah, blah.
It's gonna rain on your head.
Like, why did the music just get so... Why was there such a like loud musical stinger for like, hey, why isn't this like cute two-bedroom house on Stanley not selling?
Leonardo DiCaprio standing on the ceiling.
He incepted to the wrong vision, the wrong dream. He's like, damn it, I'm supposed to be in the Alps, but I'm in a real estate office in West Hollywood. So hey, there's my house over there.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, Mary even did comps with me the other day, and like, I know it's not ideal, but if I haven't got firm offers, do you think it's appropriate to like present them with a lease?
And it cuts to Mary like staring from like, you know, a few feet away, and she's like, she has her elbow on like her desk or her chair arm, and like she's resting her head on her hand. And you could just tell at that moment she's like, please don't give out hand. Please don't give out. Please.
He's like, so here's what you do. You have to present everything to your client because that's your obligation. And you know what? If you don't think you can sell it, leasing's better than nothing, I guess. And Brett goes,
Barely. Good one, bro. Good one.
Oh, yeah. And Mary's like, don't worry. You got this. You got this.
And so Jason goes, I'm still starving. Let's go eat some smoothies, okay, guys? Okay.
And Amanda's like, I can't. I really need to make this phone call.
I mean, it's like really hard because like I'm the strong one. And like, it's just, it's like I have a really hard time being vulnerable in front of my friends. It's hard when you're always the tough one who cries on every episode of this show. I'm the tough one.
So hard being so tough and all that jazz.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's
Two Clothing's Perfect White School Polos, reviewed by adults, read by children.
They don't shrink, fade, or go wonky in the wash.
These are fantastic.
So happy.
For life, not just lessons. Shop school shop at 2.co.uk or in selected Sainsbury's stores. All reviews featured are real reviews left online by real customers.
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial, only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't
touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
She's going running. Where'd she get that bag? Where'd she get that swag? Ooh, that body bad. I'm like a Bobby in real life. Yeah, I keep it real like Bobby on the bag, in the bag, in the Bobby. What?
So Christine and Davina head up to that $75 million house on Coldwater Canyon. And they enter. They're both wearing like hot pink, which is funny. Adnan, the villain from any action movie from the 80s is sitting at his table.
Who's like, being played by Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, if anyone's wondering Assange, where he is.
Julian Assange is played by Julian Fellows. Is that his name, Julian Fellows? No. Julian Sands. Julian
Sands. Know. All I can see is Julian Assange. Like, no, I will not give up my sources.
I know. I think I see Julian Sands playing what was the guy from Blade Runner? Rutger Hauer playing Julian Assange.
So they both show up in like bright pink, but it's like slightly mismatched because Davina dropped the fucking ball. And he's like, oh, okay, update me.
She's like, oh my God, I don't have offers on many $70 million listings, you know, and I'm really hoping Christine can channel that burger and Botox vibe here, because, like, if anyone knows what millionaires like, it's Christine.
Adnan, how do you feel about pizza? Now, how do you feel about a slice of Adnanzia? Okay, Christine, you do it. You're a little bit better than I am.
Davina, so Piper Adnan. Pizza.
Little Adnans. No. Adnan Hut.
So, let's see. Christine's like, I have an extensive database and I'm not promising anything, but look, I know the house is amazing. I've loved it from day one. Day one of this, when this house was pushed out of the house room, I was there going, you go house. And I think I could facilitate interest.
You know, it's been so long and I have not seen anything on the table. And you guys, every day you guys not selling is costing me fortune. It took me 3.5 years to build this, okay? I'm like, you know what? Don't burden me with your slow ass and stupid construction plans. You're the one who decided to build a mega mansion on a street that should not have a mega mansion on it. Don't bother. Don't make it their fault that you spent 3.5 years. No one cares. No one cares. You know what? No one. Who cares? No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. You built an overhoused lot on a busy ass shitty street that nobody wants to live on. Okay, nobody wants to live right on Coldwater Canyon.
No one
you
wants
can't
to
trick us.
People do want to live on Coldwater Canyon and they're nice houses, but no one wants to live in a mega mansion that's like on a busy ass street, you know? That's just what it is. And I'm sorry that you spent 3.5 years of your life not even considering that. But maybe you should in the future. Adnan.
Yes, like $75 million, that's like Iron Man's house on a cliff, okay?
Yeah.
No one wants to live in your shitty, like, terrible backyard with the neighbors on either side of you for $75 million.
I'm not spending $75 million to not be able to make a left turn out of my driveway, okay? That's what it comes down to, and I think we can all agree on that. Thank you very much. I'm running for president.
Yeah, so, and so Christine goes, well, what did you buy the property for when you bought it? And he just looks at Davina, so angry that this woman has the nerve to speak to him and ask him questions.
Yeah, he's like, we should be discussing how to sell it. You should not negotiate.
Well, in addition to that, I would love to know. Oh, you should not be negotiating with me. You should be negotiating with my clients.
And Christine is kind of great here because, you know, she just is like, I don't think it's a negotiation to ask about the lot that you would love me to be a part of selling. I mean, it's off Coldwater Canyon, ew, and there's no view, ew, ew, and it's a very busy road, triple ew, okay? I'm just trying to justify a price so that when I bring people here and they say, why the fuck would I pay $75 million to live on cold fucking Water Canyon, I can say, here's why. And here's why every cent of this shithole that you call a house is justified. And then Davina just raises her head. Davina raises her chin like, huh. What she said.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe she's talking to him like that. Because Davina would be like, oh my God, I'm really sorry to have to say this to you because I know that you...
I don't like it!
I know you don't like it! I'm really sorry, but...
So, back to the office, and guess what? Guys, check out my ad for the Coldwater Canyon listing. It's the other Coldwater Canyon house that we were so angry at last week.
If Coldwater Canyon, look, I've already known Coldwater Canyon has a bad reputation just for $1 million listing LA. So this show is really cementing the hatred for, I feel so bad for Coldwater Canyon and really anybody who lives there. Cause they probably watch this show like, well, thanks for devaluing our property values. Asshole, so
feels great having that influence over the market, doesn't it?
Yeah. Also, what is this song? All I thought is gold. Nobody's goldfish is cold. What is that? I've rewound it 3 times.
We're in LA, baby. There are no cold goldfish here. More like pleasantly warm Water Canyon.
Okay, so Christelle's like, oh my God, 2 pages. I got 2 pages. And Jason's like, oh, did you write this description too? Because I'm going to look for grammar. I hope women are better at grammar than they are at golf.
Am I right? And look at the picture. Isn't it a pretty picture? And look, you can right there, you can see the bus shelter right in front of the kitchen. Isn't that so sweet?
Oh, so he leaves. He's like, worked hard, bye. So now it's just Chriselle and Davina alone in the office. And she's like, now that he's gone, we don't have to work. Wasn't that birthday for Christine so much fun? I mean, the tarot cards. Could you believe that that reader said that there was a split in my timeline? Crazy.
Yeah, I was just like caught off guard by Amanza. Like, she came out of left field attacking Christine. And like, how did she even know what Christine said at the Broker's Open? I mean, was there like a secret recording? Was there like, was someone broadcasting? Was there, it's almost as if there was someone in that circle of women who went and told her exactly what happened.
It was me. I told her. Everyone knew. I mean, come on. It happened in a listing. It happened in a showing. I told her.
She goes, but why would you tell her? Like, Amanda is such a bully and a bodyguard. Like, it should have stayed between them. Like, I didn't get involved.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, well, no, everyone knew. And you think she wouldn't find out? Like, yeah, but like, Amanda is like such a bully bodyguard for Mary. Not like I'm a bully bodyguard for Christine. And like, it just should have stayed between the two of them. Like, Heather didn't get involved. I didn't get involved. Heather didn't get involved. I didn't get involved. I'm just going to go around in a circle until you stop me. Heather didn't get involved. I didn't get involved.
Why are you eating that water?
So Christelle's like, there is no scenario where I tell Amanda and not Mary. And it's not okay to do what Christine did at a Broker's Open in front of clients.
And she's like, oh, well, I mean, I don't like what she said, but
hurt people, okay?
Yeah, because Davina says, well, it was coming from a place of hurt, you know, because Davina's very much all about determining where people's emotions are coming from. Like, those questions were not from a neutral place. Remember that, Chriselle? Remember that? Yeah, well, in this case, it's like that as well. But this time, the not neutral is okay because it's from Christine. It's coming from a place of hurt, so...
And Chriselle's like, well, the days of defending bad behavior are over. The days of Christine being tyrannical on where only people can do or say what she wants, those days are over.
Yeah, but she's just going to be who she is. I mean, she's going to wear like crazy green, you know, negligee to the office, and that's just who she is.
Well, she involved the whole office, and it's lunacy that you care that I told Amanda, but Christine literally told the entire West Side that Mary was acting stupid.
When you think about what this fight is over, it's hilarious.
I know. I was like, I'm getting a headache. Why?
Where's your headache coming from?
Did that really happen? I'm like looking at these notes. I'm like, I don't even remember her saying that. I just wrote down, I'm getting a headache. Why? Was that me?
Yeah, she goes, I'm getting a headache, Davina. Oh my God.
And Davina's like, look, I'm going to defend my friends and you're going to defend your friends too.
She goes, yeah, but how can you defend her?
Well, I'm not responsible for what she did, but you can control your behavior.
Apfelstrudel. I'm German, secretly. All right, so I guess we're just going to agree to disagree. And so they both are like, yes, we'll agree to disagree. And then Chriselle turns around, and we just see the shot of them just sitting there, like, playing with their hair furiously. Like, I'm going to pull my strand of hair to show how angry I am right now.
I'm brushing my fingers through my hair because I see her playing with her hair.
My hair. Oh, God. Smelly hair. Ah, can never shake it.
Mm-hmm. So then Amanda takes her kids to the park. And cries a lot and stuff.
Yeah, Manza's like, hey guys, sorry I wasn't able to pick you up from school like for the past 4 days. Sorry you had to suffer the indignity of going on a bus like pretty much every other child in America. Hey, let's race around the big toy and see who does it first and fastest.
And they're like, we're proud of you, mommy. You're working so hard. She's like, you're proud of me. You're so sweet. Yeah, we're proud of you. Make some money so you can buy us a trampoline and buy groceries.
pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just like a really boring, the kids are so sweet and very cute, but it was ultimately a very boring scene.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
I love my money and my money loves me. What? Work. Ding.
So we're back at Adnan's house, and now Christina's come by and she's brought Christian because he's rich, and basically it's like, you're rich, you can think of how a rich person thinks, so what other rich people think this is worth spending rich money on? What do you think, Christian?
Tell me, would your rich friends like that I'm a golden, what are those really tall, a giraffe? Would your friends like to hunt a really tall golden giraffe? Because that's what I'm dressed like right now. She's in a giraffe pattern suit that's gold and black.
Okay, here's what I say. Invite your rich friends over and say, we're playing the most dangerous game, except we're going to change it and say, surprise, it's actually the sluttiest game, and it'll be me running around slutty, okay?
Then I'm going to hit them in the face with my neck, because that's how giraffes do it.
Slutty giraffe at your service. Now let me open up this door. I'm the real estate agent. I open the door. No, I got it. It's like, Christine, you are holding a pepper grinder. I'm opening the door.
So I don't understand the price. Like, if you want me to ask my friends to come, I have to make like sense of the economy. And he's like, well, let's just keep looking, you know? Why don't you show me around?
Yeah. So they're like looking around, and Christian's like, okay, here's a smile, and I'm back to And then Adnan shows up with his wife, Begum, who is like exactly the wife you sort of would expect him to have. I know some people would think that Adnan would have like a really hot young thing like Muhammad's wife, but we all know that's Adnan's mistress. Instead, he has this lady, Begum, who is probably the most terrifying. Begum is the real one you have to be scared of. Like, Adnan's the one who gets killed on episode 12 of 24, but it's Begum who's the one you got to take care of on episode 24.
Well, beans are dangerous.
Begum. So, yeah, Christian's like, so Adnan and Scary Wife, I have to understand the math of this. I mean, I love this house. I love this house. But I have already gotten into a fender bender just trying to back out of the driveway. So tell me, what's the deal with it?
He's like, well, it's an expensive project. You're a man. You should understand. This is two lots. And he goes, uh-huh. And what did you buy the lots for? And then Adnan looks at Christine furious. He hates when he knows a person and they bring someone else into his circle that dares ask him a question.
Yeah. Begum is like, you just see the look on Begum's face is like, I am going to smile at you very kindly and offer you tea, but I might just poison that tea if you're not careful. My husband is my king.
Well, what we are building is life. We are building life here. And if you want something good, then the client has to pay for something good. And Christine goes, all I hear is grade A, top quality, grade A. Which is so true. Like, what are you selling, yes, like, DVD copies in Times Square? Come on, man. You gotta go a little further for this much money.
What sort of quicksand is in this house's foundation? Why are you being so shady?
Yeah. So it's like, good stuff cost. It took us 3 years. 3 years. I'm like, well, that's your own damn fault for taking that's 3 years.
You're the one who decided to do a 3.5-year-long project, okay? It's not like we owe you money because you spent a longer amount of time on it. No, I don't care.
Yeah, so Christian's not getting his answer, so he just smiles and nods. And Christine's like, well, I love it. Fantastic. Hope he can find a buyer.
Stupid. So then we now go back over to the office. And now we have like a meeting of the douches. So this guy Preston comes in, and Preston is the one that Mary sold the Doheny house to. And we had met him on the wedding day, and he was already sort of like, ugh. But now he's like comes in and he's wearing a mustard turtleneck and a gray blazer. And Mary's like, hey, what's going on? And then Jason out of nowhere just like runs up in this like little shearling jacket. And there was just something about like the shearling denim jacket dapping the mustard turtleneck and gray blazer, that to me, I was like, this is all awful. I can't.
It's all awful. It's really, really bad.
I have no problems with I would love a shearling denim jacket, in fact. I would love that in my wardrobe. But there was just something about these guys wearing those things, dapping each other in the way they dapped each other, that made me be like, I must push this out of my life right now.
Like the least bro-y guys in the world.
Hey, bro. Dap, dap. Is that a
turtleneck? Love your shearling. Love your shearling. Cool turtleneck. Yeah, it's cool.
Also, if just to further your point, just to give a clue as to our setting, we just saw the second Louis Vuitton backpack of the episode. They keep showing them. This is the episode that they're like, Louis Vuitton backpacks, all the rage. All right, carry on.
So basically, they were handing the key over to the house, this guy, and they're like laughing. They're like, oh my God, we did it. We worked. Oh, I like this. We're working a lot together. Oh my God, we're like totally like working. We're like workers. We're like workers, but we're not. We're like bosses. We're like bosses, workers. We're bosses. We're like, oh, we have cars. We have cars and penises. Yes.
So, dop, turtleneck, denim jacket, dop,
shearling. So then Jason's like, you know, it's sort of like what they say. 10% of the agents do 90% of the business. All right. I hope you didn't hear that, Amanda. I hope you didn't hear that. I hope that didn't penetrate your soul right now.
So I would call Mary 90%. So they hand over the keys and he leaves. And Jason's like, good job, babe. And Mary turns around to the office and she goes, I think I'm probably the first agent to sell my wedding venue on my wedding day. And then she dances crazily. And I'm like, Mary, we've already had this scene. Like, who's gonna be the one to tell Mary she's already shot this scene 5 times today?
And then she has this like weird personal epiphany where she's like, after selling that like $9 million beautiful house on Doheny on my wedding day, on my wedding video and all that, I feel like a badass. And like, now I appreciate the value of a dollar now. I'm like, what are you doing? How does this like make you appreciate the value of a dollar? Like, what's
she's like, well, I had my son at a young age, and like working these brutal days, like, oh, I appreciate the value of a dollar now. Okay, so then everyone's dancing,
okay,
dancing in their chair or whatever. And Amanda has to talk to Lisa on the phone. Yeah. I think his name is Lisa.
I heard Lisa.
So he's like, hey, calling with some not such great news. All right. The client who wanted a lease is now looking for a work at home situation, and they're going to have to go somewhere else where they're not going to bug the neighbors with their job as jackhammers. You know, it's going to really, they really like to practice at home. So
they're at home jackhammer operators. So
You know, Stanley, in West Hollywood, people just hate jackhammers. So,
Yeah, people on Stanley are not open to progressive new types of music that incorporate drums and jackhammers. Musicians from Stomp.
Can I just defend Amanza here for a second? That house is fug. That's not a cute house. It looks like a really cheap house that was redone poorly. That they're trying to get her to sell for millions of dollars. There, I said it. Sorry, Stanley homeowners. That house is not cute.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, "Wow, I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm a misfit here in this room full of successful women. Some of whom even know the value of a dollar for some reason. All of a sudden, wow, I'm such a misfit. I guess I better tell Jason right now. I'll just say, Jason, the Stanley leasing officer just backed out. The offer just backed out. Jason, what do I do?"
He's like, "It's okay. We'll sell it." It's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe that."
He believes in me. I can do this after all.
Yeah, he's a real Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. It's like, wow, just changed everything.
Jason, I'm sorry to interrupt you while you're eating your smoothie, but do you think we can really sell it? He's like, "I don't fucking know."
And that brings us to the end.
So funny. Selling Sunset. It's so good.
Is good. It makes me want to buy a house. I wish I had that much money. I want $9 million.
I know. I want to buy a big fancy house.
I want to go to someone's wedding and be like, "Oh my God, I love this wedding venue. I'm gonna buy it and live in it."
Yes, I would love that. I would love it if I could buy a, I don't know what my wedding venue would be. Shakey's Pizza. Can I buy a Shakey's Pizza and turn it into my house?
Like, so this Domino's is going to do weddings now because I am the boss. You're all fired.
Someday. But either way, you guys, thanks so much for listening. This was such a fun time for us. I hope it was fun for you too, okay? We're back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which will probably be in just more of a clusterfuck. Can't wait. And then we got New York on Friday. We'll be doing both those episodes, Crappins on Demand. So be sure to sign up on Patreon because it's the best. And you can watch us. And you can also do things like participate in the Discord server and listen to our bonus episodes. So all that fun stuff.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US Office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial, only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.